So Ennis, a couple of things about Roosevelt Square Mall make it different from other malls in town. What are those?
Several times within its past, it's been converted from a mall to an open-air center to demolishing certain parts of the center and retrofitting it to evolve into this next stage of life. So mall management is receptive to working with changes within the environment. Typically, you'll see with a lot of dead malls that are struggling right now, they'll have a lack of maintenance, a lack of investment. In a center like Regency, you're seeing more a path to try to incorporate new uses into spaces that don't fit. So, for example, a department store closes and then it becomes a church or auto museum. But if you have an anchor that doesn't draw retail traffic, that pretty much means you're making those specialty retail spaces actually struggle to survive. And now consumer trends have changed. Belk recently closed their department store at Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
And so now a new plan is developed.
What are they going to do?
This will include a demolition of the existing Belk department store by clearing that particular space, which is a vestige from the old mall. This allows for better interior circulation for vehicular movement and access to shops. And then they're also adding several retail spaces along Roosevelt Boulevard. So what you see is a transition from more of a neighborhood commercial center to what some refer to as a lifestyle center. A space that combines traditional retail with leisure amenities that can appeal to an upscale consumer base. So for example, some plans that have surface include 300 apartment units.
Okay.
That's not a given, but again, having that flexibility is something that makes Roosevelt Square pretty much a special case.
How soon is any of these changes actually going to be made?
Some of the earliest work will be the renovation of Steinmart. They plan to begin an extensive renovation to the exterior and interior of that space following the holidays, so early 2018.
Ennis Davis is co-founder of Modern Cities at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.